This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, we told you Dallas Clark would be here, and he is. Dallas, of course, was a Pro Bowl tight end and Super Bowl champion with the Indianapolis Colts, teaming with Peyton Manning, Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, and Reggie Wayne to form one of the NFL's most explosive offenses of the 2000s decade. A former first-round draft pick, Dallas Clark caught 505 passes in his 11 seasons before retiring in 2014. And now he enters his first year of eligibility as a candidate for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2019. Dallas, thanks for joining us.
It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Dallas, you're the other tight end on the ballot for the class of 2019, joining Tony Gonzalez. Have you given any thought to the Hall of Fame?
I tell you what, it's yes and no. I mean, the only thing I think about is when I'm going to go to see Peyton and when I'm going to go see Reg. And it's been a dream. You know, it's just been a great honor to go and see Coach Dungy and Marv go in, and it's just. It's an unbelievable environment, and I really cherish and enjoy that. And it's just one of the, it's kind of a big camaraderie gathering and seeing guys that you haven't seen, seeing guys from other teams that you may have never had a chance to talk to. And that's the only, until I see a fan that's like, oh, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame, or, you know, and I just kind of play it off because I'm, it's funny that they actually think that, because I don't even know if I don't know. I don't know. I'm not, you know, maybe it's wrong or right. I don't know. But I just don't think of myself. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Or, oh, you know, it shouldn't happen. I don't know. It's just kind of, I feel like that's like a, it's something you just don't talk about. It's something that's just so majestic. I don't know if that sounds a little corny, but it's just like going there and seeing the bust and seeing the yellow jackets and the gold jackets and it's just like being in that. It's just like, wow, these guys, and seeing that all those guys that just paved the way. You know, I don't know if I did anything in my career that paved the way for the next generation of tight ends. You know, and that's kind of, I think that's what ultimately, why those guys are up there and so deserving, because they did something with their time that paved the way to make the game so great and so unbelievably awesome to be a part of.
Well, the Hall of Fame selection committee, Dallas, has never really seemed to warm to tight ends. There's only 8 enshrined in Canton, and in college, you won the Mackey Award, of course. You may consider John Mackey the greatest tight end in NFL history, and it took him 15 years to get a bust in Canton. It's amazing.
I mean, that's scary when you hear that. I mean, and then you just go in. You know, I don't want to use the word politics, but then there's got to be something going on. Like, what took that guy so long? I mean, I've seen a couple plays. I've heard stories. Obviously, winning the Mackey, it was amazing to meet him. It was sad to see the state that he was in and the price that he paid. But what an honor to be around a guy that literally gave it all to make, you know, not only the game, but that position. Like he revolutionized the game. And he gave offenses and coordinators, like, a different philosophy of, like, literally, these aren't just blocking people. Like, we can actually use these guys and put defenses in tough situations and put us in an advantage. And I think that's what offenses have changed. I think that's why every Super Bowl winner you've seen, or Super Bowl teams that you've seen in the playoffs, those teams, and obviously I'm a little biased, but they have a great tight end. And they have a camaraderie with their quarterback. And that's what I feel. Like, I was so blessed to have Peyton because he kind of knows how to play the game, and he was able to utilize and get everyone involved in the offense and use it to our advantage.
Dallas, it took the Hall of Fame committee 12 years to get Ditka in. I mean, there's never been a first ballot Hall of Famer tight end, not until maybe Tony Gonzalez, but there hasn't been a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I guess my question to you is, what's the committee missing at this position? It just seems like they don't, or we don't, get it.
Well, I think there just needs to be more I think they need to be recognized more, because I really think they're, and those two guys are it. I mean, those guys, it's sad that they took so long, because, I mean, obviously it's not my era, but, you know, just looking back and just kind of being around the game and just seeing the revolution of the position. And I mean, those guys, they weren't just glorified tackles. I mean, they were a threat. And granted, like, and that's the whole thing. Like, if you're looking at numbers, you know, they're not going to have the numbers. Just like, you know, the next wave of tight ends past me, like, they're going to blow my numbers out of the water, and vice right. versa, like all these other tight ends, because the game is changing. The offenses are changing. They're becoming more explosive. Now you have every team trying to get a tight end, like a Tony Gonzalez, like a Gronkowski, like a Antonio Gates, like Alt Whitten, like all these guys that I just admire and love and respect, and the way they play and what they do for their offense. And like, every team is trying to find those guys, because they've seen the past teams' successes, you know, successful offenses. They have that tight end, and I tell you what, that needs to get recognized, and it needs to go back to those threats. And I think it's, I think it's twofold too. I think it's the tight ends that are every play down, you know, every down tight end, and not just, you know, coming in and going out on running. You know, that's why I took pride in it, staying in. Like, if it's third and short, I don't want to be pulled out. I want to be in there. And you know, I think that's, you know, I think those Ditka, Mackey, I think those guys were the bruisers. Those guys were the renegades that could do both.
Dallas, I'd say one record of yours are not going to blow out of the water. There have been only 300 catch seasons by tight ends in history, and you have one of them. It puts you in the exclusive fraternity with Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten. You caught your 100 passes for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns in 2009. So what does it take to catch 100 passes in one season?
It takes, I tell you what, that season was kind of a blur. And, I mean, it takes health. You know, you got to play all 16, you know, games. You got to be available. So that was blessing from God, just staying healthy. And, you know, I think what's a common denominator with all these guys that and their careers is health. I mean, you look at Tony Gonzalez, I don't know how he, I mean, I think he missed three games maybe in his 18, I don't know exactly how many years. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it was just incredible. I mean, just like how that guy did that. And, you know, Jason Witten's the same way. I mean, just tough men. And so I think that's a big key is to stay healthy, stay on the field, be an option. And then it's just, you know, it's just kind of having that mesh with the offense, with your quarterback, and, you know, you're having those mismatches, creating those mismatches, and it was just a lot. It was just we were just running on all cylinders that year. And I mean, we had a lot of things going right for us, and we just had a lot of momentum, and man, we just rode it all the way through the year, and unfortunately, you know, came up short in the Super Bowl.
Well, of course, you played on an offense with Marvin Harrison, who's in the Hall of Fame, Edgerrin James, who's been a Hall of Fame finalist, Reggie Wayne, who caught 1,000 career passes, and he figures to be in the Hall of Fame debate here when he becomes eligible in 2020. Peyton Manning becomes eligible in 2021, and I imagine that's just a stand-up, say, Peyton Manning, sit down, and he's in. And then there's you. So how did Tom Moore have enough footballs to go around to keep all you guys at least relatively happy?
Oh, who said we were happy? I'm sorry. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that, I tell you what, that was the unfortunate part about being that explosive, and that you know, there's always somebody that was mad. You know, there's always someone that was a little frustrated. You know, the beauty. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. If you're up front, if you're clear, and that's what Tom Moore, I mean, that you guys, you can't get any more just straight up with honest, brutal honesty, and that's what you just admire and love about the guy. But, I mean, one, he's like, if you want to catch the ball, get open. You know, that was kind of first and foremost. And so, and then when you would be open on film, you know, then there would be, you know, then you'd have a taste. But you also knew that, you know, what defenses would do, and, you know, defenses kind of picked who was going to get the ball. Like, I mean, Peyton wasn't, you know, if they had a rollover safety on Marv, well, guess what, Marv? I'm sorry, but, you know, maybe next week you'll get your catches. You know, he's going to go back to backside where Reg and I are kind of, you know, we're kind of making hay back there. And so it's just kind of give and take, and you just had to be patient and know that, you know, one of those, you know, it might not be your week, but the next week you'll get, you know, 8-10 balls or something, and then you can be happy, and then you can watch Peyton, or you can watch Marv pout, or Reg pout, and, you know, that's kind of the thing about the tight end. I think it kind of translates seriously in the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know if no one knows where we fit, you know, because, you know, running backs, you know, offensive line, they don't like us because, you know, because we get to catch the ball and get touchdowns and do all that. So, you know, offensive line don't like us. Receivers hate us because now we're taking away their catches and their touchdowns, so that they don't like. I mean, we're literally like we're on our own island. Like we have no friends, and so I mean we're friends with punters and kickers and you know linebackers. They hate us because they can't cover us. So like it's a lonely position, and that's why I think it resembles that in Canton, because we need more tight ends there, and maybe just a little closet. You know, just put us in. You know, we don't need to be with all the other great athletes. you know, but it's interesting, and that's what, you know, Marv, I think, would be the first one. I mean, I don't think he was happy when I came to the team, you know, because it's like, I mean, because he would tell me, he's like, man, Dale, last year I'd catch 12 balls, and you'd look at the stats, and you know, we'd watch old film. It's like, holy cow, Marv, he would just run, you know, he'd just run circles around and get the ball all the time.
We're speaking with 2019 Hall of Fame candidate Dallas Clark on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Dallas, we have about a minute left, but I asked you earlier about what the Hall was missing at your position. I want to ask you about another position, former teammate of yours, Edgerrin James. He's been a candidate 4 times. He hasn't been a finalist 2 of those times, and he seems to have no traction. What are we missing about Edge?
Well, and that's what scares me, because that's what I don't, you know, I'm obviously new to this world now that I'm officially, a candidate, but it's one of those things, I don't know what he needs to do, and I don't know what guy, you know, if they need to, you know, start, you know, having like little, like, campaigning yourself. I mean, because, you know, obviously he's a teammate and love the guy, and obviously I would vote for him, because there's not a better man, better teammate, just in the locker room guy, but also on the field. I mean, that guy, I mean, he didn't say boo, and that guy, I mean, on the field, like but in the locker room, like, you couldn't get him to shut up, but you just loved and admired the way he approached the game. Was a great, you know, kind of an influence for me to, as a young guy, to see, okay, this is how you do it. And that guy, you know, I hope, you know, if any voters are listening to me or listening to this, like, I mean, he needs to be in there, because there's not a guy that didn't just take the game to another level. And I think just the consistency is what I admire the most, and what really stands out. I mean, that guy, you know, it didn't matter what often, you know, what the team was doing. Like, he brought his game, and it was a Hall of Fame level game that he brought every Sunday.
Dallas Clark, thanks for the time, and good luck with your Hall of Fame candidacy. Enjoyed it, really did. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Dallas.
That was
former tight end Dallas Clark. Up next, it's 2-Minute Drill. You listen to the Talk of Fame Network.